When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant with your host, Adam Brewer. This is the reaction episode, Colorado State. Woo! Okay, before we get into it, guys, all housekeeping, YouTube and Instagram, really, at this point. I can't stand Twitter. I know that I'm probably not doing myself a service by not being on Twitter or giving a crap about Twitter now, but it's annoying, so I'm not doing it. Anyways, let's get into it. Wow. I mean, there's really no need to do a whole lot of numbers in this one just because it was a pure domination. I mean, we'll do some numbers that kind of spice it up a bit, but there's really no need to dive into the numbers here because one of the keys to victory, and basically the only key to victory I had in big game pregame, was show up. And boy, did they show up. I mean, there are really two main themes in this game that I really found interesting. And one, quarterback play, because that was such a big lead-in, a big subject matter before the season started, and the big drama leading up to it, and then how each quarterback probably handled the press afterwards was a little bit interesting. But before I get into that, well, actually, you know what? Let's just get into that. I thought if this was the rehearsal, this was the dress rehearsal, this was the time for Cade McNamara to really prove that this was his team, that he was the Big Ten winning quarterback, that he was going to do it again. He fell short, in my opinion. He started off awful. He didn't really improve that much. He only had nine passes, I think. I think he threw the ball 9 times. You could probably say, well, Harbaugh and the offensive coordinating staff did not give him the plays for him to be successful. Well, I don't know. If you watch the game, you start off that way and you're not really looking that great, and then your wide receivers are not catching the balls that are thrown to them. we got to score points somehow. You don't want to be in a dogfight with Colorado State. You know, I mean, the fact that we were even down, the fact that we're even only up 23-0 at halftime speaks volumes, because what was that, we have like 3 field goals and all 3 of them were in the red zone against Colorado State. Cade produces points, but more times than not he'll produce field goals. JJ came in. The offense looked fluid. The offense looked, I mean, smart. The defense didn't know if they could go after JJ or after the running back. And just that doubt alone created holes, created opportunity, and it just seemed better, in my opinion. Well, we're going to find out next week. And I can guarantee you that JJ is not going to take this opportunity and blow it off like it seemed like Cade did. I think Cade really believed that this was his starting job. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've seen players in the NFL always have to play like they're playing for their job every year, especially at the quarterback position. A buddy of mine who played in the NFL straight was told by one of his coaches, don't get comfortable, because these teams, these owners, they are actively trying to replace you every year. And that's just the way it is. That's what the draft is, right? They are constantly drafting your replacement. And it's up to you to stop them from taking your job. So if Cade really wants to be an NFL quarterback, he's got to get used to people trying to take his job. And he played as if he was looking over his shoulder. And that's not a good thing for a guy who wants to aspire to be an NFL quarterback. In my opinion, it was just a poor showing. And then he kind of was grumpy afterwards. Sorry, dude, they don't owe you shit. You won the Big Ten for us. Yay. Thank you, God. You're a great leader. You're all these things. I really appreciate it. But you cannot say, well, I won the Big Ten, so I deserve this spot. No, you deserve the spot to earn it. You deserve the spot to say, well, I get the right to try it first. That's fine. And you got the first, you got first right of refusal, and you fucked it up. Well, we'll see. Maybe JJ comes in and looks like shit next week, right? And then maybe Cade can save himself, because we'll know Cade will play in probably the third and fourth quarter, just like JJ did this week. Because, I mean, I would assume we'll probably be up like 40. Here's the thing. This is what I really want to watch next week. Does JJ, when we're in the red zone, because we will be in the red zone against Vanderbilt, does he turn those opportunities into touchdowns, or does he turn those opportunities into field goals? And right there will tell you who's going to win that quarterback battle. Who's going to win it? That's the thing that's going to happen, because as long as we've known Harbaugh, he's always had red zone problems. Always. Last year, they seemed to figure it out, and that was the thing that propelled us to win the Big Ten title, right? It's because we figured out, we started trading field goals in for touchdowns. Now, if JJ can trade field goals in for touchdowns, it's done. It's over. Thank you, Cade, for showing up. And if JJ starts to falter in some of the other games, the bigger games this year, please come in and settle the boat and let's get moving, right? Show me you can do your job as a backup quarterback, Cade, because that's probably what you're going to be in the NFL. And there's no shame in that. For God's sakes, I would love just to be a backup kicker in the NFL. So to be a backup quarterback in the NFL is a fucking, it's a dream. But that's it. That's over. I think once JJ gets into the red zone next week and we find out what's going to happen, I mean, for God's sakes, Vanderbilt put up 600 yards rushing against Hawaii. 600 yards rushing. And 63 points. Western Kentucky put up something like 400 yards rushing or something like that. 400 yards rushing or 400 yards passing. It's something ungodly like that. And they won 45-17. If Western Kentucky and Vanderbilt can put up those numbers, what the hell do you think we're going to do to them? I can't wait to see what happens there. Now, getting to the other part, which is the defense. I am in love with this defensive tackles. I love the whole defensive line thing. It's phenomenal. Our defensive backs looked great. Will Johnson, he had two trouble spots that I thought were interesting, right? One, early in the first quarter, maybe second quarter, they tested him and he was able to break up the pass. Long pass. They tried it again at the end of the game, and they got him. But to be quite honest, though, I was right there. By the way, I was at the game. And I'll get into that towards the end of this, but I was at the game. It was surreal. But I was right there. Eighth row, 20th section. It was a dream. But I saw that play with my own two eyes right there in front of me, and that ball was perfectly placed. It was a beautiful pass. If you're going to get beat, that's one way to get beat. And it's his first game ever in college football. Like, it's okay. But the defensive line, I mean, for all those people who thought the defensive line, we're going to take a step back, and that's, I'm looking straight at you, Mike Golic Jr. Like, that was, if you ever listen to Locked On, please listen to Locked On, because Isaiah is a pretty good kid. I like his show, but he had Mike Golic Jr. on, and his take was, oh, well, Michigan's going to take a step back because of blah, blah, blah. You can't replace Hutchinson and Ajabo. Well, guess what? We didn't know that we had an Ajabo until he became David Ajabo. You know what I mean? Like, so how do you know that Braden McGregor ain't going to become Braden McGregor, the ass-kicking motherfucker. You know what I mean? No one knows this season. But I'll tell you, I know it was only Colorado State, but those defensive tackles ate them up. Ate them up. Mason Graham is a beast. Chris Jenkins, it seemed like a very quiet day, but I was specifically watching the defensive line this game. That's all I wanted to watch. And they just destroyed that offensive line. And what have I always said? I've always said if you have great defensive tackles, that helps out the pass rush more than anything because it disrupts the quarterback immediately. It disrupts the running game immediately. If you have great defensive tackle play, your edge rushers can make big time plays because the quarterback is running right at them. Because of the defensive tackles. And we have defensive tackles. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what this defensive line is going to do against Maryland. I can't wait to see what this defensive line is going to do against Penn State. I definitely can't wait to see what this defensive line is going to do against Michigan State. I am telling you, after watching the games this week, nobody in the Big Ten outside of Michigan really looked that great. Nobody. So I can't, well, I guess Wisconsin. I'll give it to Wisconsin. They did look good. I mean, they looked very Wisconsin-y, you know what I mean? But they're good. But I can't wait because Penn State passes the ball, has an awful, and I mean awful, offensive line. We are going to destroy Sean What's-His-Nuts. Sean Clifford. We're going to, oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait. And if we, I'm too excited about this defensive line. And then Mike Sainer still looks like he was born to play defense, like obviously he did in high school and all that. But still, it seemed like there's no time off. He looked amazing. Oh, DJ Turner, my dude, looked amazing as well. I mean, a pickup, fumble, return for a touchdown, shutting dudes down. I mean, he just, we're looking so good right now defensively. I mean, I know it's Colorado State, but do you remember those days when we were playing Army and we were just happy to beat Army? Remember the Don Brown years of horse shit? This is not the Don Brown years. This is just amazing defense. I mean, every edge rusher we have, Derek Brown, that Anami Anamu Babadabadu guy, number 18, unbelievable. I mean, so many. It was like an ocean of defense, waves just crashing down on Colorado State. It was phenomenal. I mean, I don't know what more to take from this. I wish I could give you a longer episode, but we dominated defensively. We looked kind of mediocre on offense. I mean, you could see we have the talent, but in my opinion, the offensive line started off slow, started off shaking, got better as the game went on. I don't know if that's because of some injuries right off the bat. You know, Ryan Hayes didn't start, and then Barnhart left, I think, the first half with an injury. So maybe that's it. I know offense usually takes longer to start working, as Ohio State is a perfect example of that. They always look like dog shit at the beginning of the year. And by like week 4 or 5, I mean, they are humming along. So maybe that's just it. Maybe, you know, that's just so much more complicated, the offense, maybe. I don't know, but I liked what I saw from the running backs. I think we're going to have a fantastic running back duo in Edwards and Corum. Corum just, he just looks so fast. I just couldn't believe it. It was impressive. It really was impressive. He hits that hole like a Mack truck, and then he's out of it like a fucking Ferrari. It was so impressive. To watch these kids play up close and personal, it was really just a dream. I mean, it was a nightmare getting there. Absolute nightmare getting there. And I'll probably break that down a little bit later or tell you at the end of this. But I like what I saw from the from the running backs. Wide receivers, I would like to see what the wide receivers can do. But when you have someone like Cade McNamara, this is what you get from your wide receiving core. Just remember that. You can have all the greatest wide receivers in the world, but if you don't have a quarterback that can get it to them, It doesn't matter. Randy Moss isn't Randy Moss if he has Trent Dilfer. You know what I mean? He just isn't. If you don't have a guy who can get the ball to them on a regular basis instead of skipping it at their feet, you just never know. Guess what? Randy Moss isn't Randy Moss if you have Shea Patterson. Just nobody's nobody. We had Nico Collins and DPJ, and they were nobodies in the Big Ten. And look what they're going to – well, DPJ has been a solid wide receiver in the NFL. And I think Nico – watch Nico this year. I think he's going to take off. You know what I mean? Like, I love Cade, and I don't want to bash on Cade because I like him as a leader. I like him as a kid. I think he's a really good person. I really do. I like him way more than I ever liked Shea Patterson. And I don't like bashing on him. But – He's gone as far as he can go. They said that he's the best camp he's ever had, best this ever. And he showed up and he looked exactly like he looked last season. Still skipping shit off the ground. Still, him and CJ just do not mesh that well. CJ, I don't know if I'm very impressed with CJ or I'm annoyed by CJ. Not really sure about any of that right now with him. Tight ends look like they're going to be solid as hell. I mean, this is a pretty decent, this was a great game. This was just a lot of fun to be around. It was hot as hell. So getting into that, I trying to get to my first Michigan game of all time. I'm 46 years old. I've been a Michigan fan since 83. Jimmy Harbs was the goddamn quarterback. Our Harbaugh man was the quarterback at the time. Anyways, never been to one. My girlfriend surprised me with tickets. I mean, amazing tickets. Section 20, row 8. By the way, it's a journey to get down to row 8 when you walk out into the stadium at like 75 or whatever. And seat 15 and 16. Unbelievable seats. Glorious. But hot as hell. I mean, you know it's hot when, as you're walking into the stadium, two people are getting carted off because of heat exhaustion. You're like, whoa, what is happening? It's pretty crazy. But, you know, I lived in Arizona. I live in Texas now, so the heat, yeah, I got it. It's not, you know, it's hot for the Midwest, but it's nothing I couldn't handle. Get there. To get to Detroit was a nightmare. I work for an airline, so I have flight benefits, and I can usually fly anywhere I want to without any real trouble. Well, I didn't realize that this was a holiday weekend. Also, I didn't realize because Michigan made it to the playoffs, everybody and their mother is going to fly to the first Michigan game of the season. I mean, I checked all cities that flew into Detroit, and that's at least 6 or 7 cities. All of them were booked solid. So I had to literally spend way more money than I expected, but worth it. So worth everything I ever spent in this whole weekend. It was phenomenal. The only thing that was sad was that my girlfriend was going to surprise me with a stadium tour that got screwed up because of our travel, the airline. Ugh! So anyways, lesson learned. We're going to, when we want to go to the next Michigan game, we're going to go on Thursday, so we have a little bit more wiggle room, but it was overall great game by the team. I was very happy. I wanted to add this, and I forgot. I was in the crowd, and the crowd cheered for J.J. McCarthy when he came in the second half. I think they even cheered for him on his first go in the first quarter, that one or two plays he had. But they cheered as Cade was coming off. They were cheering as JJ was coming on. I felt bad for Cade in that moment. But like I've always said, we as Michigan football fans and Michigan football program, I don't think either one of us are satisfied with just winning the Big Ten. We have higher aspirations, and that is winning a national title. And I really like Cade. I just don't think he's it. So anyways, I'm going to get out of here. This was a fantastic game. I can't wait till to watch JJ this week. It is going to be breathtaking, I think. The big game, pregame, will be coming out either tomorrow or the next day. Probably look forward on Wednesday. Guys, this has been fun. I love doing this show. I love the support. I love the numbers have been creeping up once again. Fantastic. Especially with how many more new Michigan podcasts and Michigan shows on YouTube and shit are on now. So, just that you guys have stuck with me and we're building up again. It's fantastic. I really appreciate you guys. And always remember, guys, always and forever, go blue.